Joined now by Coach Joaquin Padilla. And Coach, you got your revenge on Liberal after being beat by them early in the year. We talked earlier this week on the Buffalo Stampede show about the fact you wanted to get Liberal back, and you certainly did at home last night. You beat them 3-1. Talk about this and how you got your guys ready to play for last night.
Well, you know, the kids are ready to play, you know, and I don't think we're in the same confident that when we went to play Liberal. I thought we went kind of overconfident Liberal, but you know, this is our new home, and to get a win out of this house, they're gonna have to really win. They're gonna have a hard time winning in this house, and I hope that we started something that we used to have, and this is something that we'll like to have and continue to yes, when they come here, they know that they're gonna have really to have an excellent game in order to beat us.
What was the difference in this game in comparison to the game that you played down at Liberal? I noticed that you made a comment before we actually got on with the interview here that you certainly didn't want your guys to come out flat, because this is a team that would really take advantage of that.
Well, you know, we made some goals today that we missed over Liberal when we played them. We outshot them over there. Unfortunately, you know, the goals didn't go in, and they got the win. Today, we got those that maybe some of the we missed when we went to Liberal. And now we won the game, and we're set for the WAC.
That you are, and you got Great Bend coming up yet. Is there another one besides that one?
We got Great Bend here, and then we go to Hayes on the 9th. And on the 15th, we go to TMP. The 11th, we go to North Cup. So we got 5 more games to go.
Make a comment about the Liberal coach coming over and giving a huge, huge compliment to your players and to their play and the experience and the talent that they have.
Well, you know, she knows, you know, talent when she sees them. She has teams that have been very talented, you know, and I appreciate it that she would take the time to come and talk to the kids that sometimes they have a hard time believing on themselves. But I hope by now, you know, after all these wins, we can believe that we can go a long ways. We just got to improve in a little bit at a time and keep playing.
Tonight goes a long way in giving you the kind of faith that you knew your team, kind of talent that they had at the beginning of the year, and now has come to fruition here now. And you move now with this record. You go to 9-2 on the year, and obviously putting yourself right in the driver's seat for a conference championship.
Yeah, you know, and this is one of the things that we want to do. To get maybe, you know, the conference championship, but we also would like to go a little bit farther, and so we just going to take one game at a time. You know, if we run some some difficulties the next 2-3 games, we still want to shoot to get up, you know, to go to the regionals. But our hope is to win the rest of the games, and hopefully that we can host every regional or all the regional games to quarterfinals, and hopefully, you know, that we can be in a position we can go to the state.
Coach, thanks for the comment.
All right.